This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here as we continue. This is hour number two of Free Talk Live. The phone number is 603-283-6160. Jacobin Magazine, one of the most hard-left socialist rags out there, is advocating for socialized dating apps. The government taking over dating apps. Or maybe he's got some other ideas. So we'll get into what the proposals are. But this person is upset. Nick French, I think, was his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's upset because, you know, he's not getting enough dates with other socialist women. And he's mad because, you know, private companies are making money off of him. And socialists are just incensed anytime somebody makes money in the marketplace. They just don't understand that profit is a good thing. They think it's somehow, you know, indicator of nefarious activity and that it's evil, when the reality is, unless you're tied in with the government and you get some sort of special favor, like a monopoly status or an oligopoly status, maybe basically guaranteeing you business and you don't have to really do anything for it, if you're actually in a marketplace where you're open to competition, you don't make money unless you make people happy. That's just a fact. Whatever industry we're talking about, if your customers aren't satisfied with the service or the product that you're offering, they're going to go somewhere else.
And if you're not making money for the app, like you're not a profitable thing for the app, then the app is going to go away and you'll have to go make personal connections in real life again.
Well, and you know what? I know a lot of people that use Tinder, mm-hmm. Bumble, Plenty of Fish, all sorts of different dating apps, and a lot of them have really good luck.
Really?
So... It, you know, whatever they're using it for, a lot of people that use Tinder are just looking for something more casual or mm-hmm. just hookups or whatever. But from the consensus that I get from talking to people, most people are happy with them or they stop using them.
So he goes on here. He says, in 2016, the app Coffee Meets Bagel was discovered to have taken a particularly high-handed approach, suggesting matches only of users' own race or ethnicity, even when those users had indicated no racial or ethnic preference. The app's co-founder, Dawoon Kang, helpfully explained to BuzzFeed News at the time that even if a user said they had no preference, they probably did in fact prefer to date people of the same race or ethnicity.
Well, that's a dumb thing to assume.
We might ask similar questions about dynamics of class or how to deal with gender disparities in use and match/like frequency. I don't pretend to know how dating apps should answer these questions. Wow, I'm surprised. A socialist who doesn't know how best to run the apps? He says, but it does seem strange that questions about the implications of dating for social justice should be left in the hands of Silicon Valley MBAs whose ultimate motivation, of course, is to turn a profit. Questions about how to deal with bias or prejudice in dating apps would be far better off as a matter for public democratic deliberation.
Sure.
So what, put it to a vote? A public vote as to how Tinder should run its programming? I mean,
that'll be, you know, smooth and there won't be any fights about that. It'd
be a nightmare. But he does get specific.
They stole my Tinder vote.
He does get specific with his vision for what he wants a socialist democratic app to look like. Through online discussion forums or in-person meetings, app users could discuss the potential harms and benefits of allowing certain preference filters, or how algorithms should respond to users disproportionately swiping or liking members of certain minority groups. They could then come to a consensus or vote on the best way to proceed.
All right, I just figured out this guy's whole problem. He has too much time. You have time to go to an in-person meeting and discuss whether your Tinder app...
how it works.
How it shows, who it shows up on your page, what race they are.
And it's so interesting because we already have a solution for this. The market. There are different dating websites and different dating apps, and you just choose the one that best suits you. Done. We already have a solution for this.
Yep, and that bagel coffee one, that sounds like something that I wouldn't be interested in if I was dating people.
So, I think there is also another solution in the market for him. he's got something he wants to see happen, and there's presumably other people who agree with him, right? There's probably some other democratic socialists that would love to have an app that they can micromanage and that they can spend all their time on, as Bonnie pointed out here. The average person, they don't have time for this crap. That's why they're just swiping through and they're done for the day or whatever. They're sitting on the toilet and then they move on with whatever's important in their lives. But if these people want to spend their free time administrating an app, well, they should form a decentralized autonomous organization in the world of cryptocurrency. And then they can, you know, come together. These things exist where it allows users to actually have a say in how a thing is operating. And the users can spend as much time into this as they want to, or as little time as they want to. They may only come in for the most important votes, or they may come in and argue endlessly on forums and, you know, other messaging systems with the other people in the app about which direction it should take. And none of the end users have to do anything like this, but the options are there.
So the reason why they're not going to do that is because most of these people that have these sort of views, they don't want to get off their butts and actually do something.
Yeah.
They just want to complain about it until the government fixes it for them.
Well, I'll give him credit. He does, in a little bit here, get to some, you know, potential solutions that don't necessarily involve government, but some of them also involve government, so we'll get into that here. The number is 603-283-6160. He says, some researchers and theorists have argued that dating apps fuel the commodification of relationships and dating or promote to of relationships and dating or promote certain kinds of self-alienation. The philosopher Axel Honneth, for example, suggests that online dating may encourage users to adopt an artificial stance toward their own mental lives. And then he quotes this philosopher, quote, one doesn't need an overactive imagination to picture how online dating platforms might promote a form of self-relationship in which a subject no longer articulates his or her own desires and intentions in a personal encounter, but is forced merely to gather and market them according to the standards of accelerated information processing. I don't know what I just read.
Yeah, that was confusing jumble of words.
Kind of like that they lose themselves and now they're just an algorithm. They're not.
You know what? It's just so weird because a lot of that seems to be like self-discovery stuff, or I don't know exactly what he meant, but that none of that had anything to do with the dating apps.
And nobody is forced to use a dating app. Maybe if it got ran by the government, maybe they would find out a reason that they needed to force everyone to use them. But while it's just in the market, nobody is forced to turn themselves into an algorithm or whatever he was saying.
A form of self-relationship in which a subject no longer articulates his or her own desires and intentions in a personal encounter, but is forced merely to gather and market them according to the standards of accelerated information processing.
I think it's saying basically what I'm saying. He no longer decides for himself what he wants in the process of meeting real people. He's forced to decide that, oh, the algorithm showed me this, I guess it's what I like. But that doesn't sound like an actual dilemma. This sounds like somebody who has too much time on their hands to think about dumb things.
It really sounds like a him problem. Like, he's putting the blame onto the dating apps, but really that he needs to figure out that stuff within himself. Like, that has nothing to do with the dating apps.
Like, I don't get it. Like, this makes no sense to me, because for the time that I did use these apps, in the limited number of instances where I actually was matched with someone and had a brief conversation with that person with the intention, and again, as I pointed out, I wanted to, you know, let's meet, okay, person. For all I know, you're not a real person, right? Like, you could be a scam artist. You could be a catfish, or as they call it, right? So if I don't meet that person in real life within a decent amount of time, I'm not going to waste my time talking to them. They could be trying to, you know, scam me or something like
that. Yeah, I think you were right in your assessment that this guy seems like he's somebody who just wants to chat with people online more than go on dates.
Which is fine, but
there's
just stop complaining about it.
Yeah. There are different apps for that, too, though. Like, go on ICQ if that still exists.
But, like, one of the first questions I would ask, especially on an app like Tinder, which is sort of known for being a hookup app, right?
Yeah.
Where people just meet, have sex, and then that's that. That's not what I was interested in, right? Like, I'm interested in finding relationships. So one of my first questions was, what are you looking for here? You know, because if you're just looking for sex, look elsewhere. You know, go match with somebody else. So, like, why would you not want to put your desires and intentions right up front?
Yeah.
You know, let's get that part done so we can figure out if we should continue to have any kind of interactions. Anyway, there's more coming up here. He wants to socialize dating apps, and you can weigh in as well here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. The hard left over at Jacobin Magazine is calling for socialized dating apps. Now, does that mean they want the government to take over operation of Tinder to nationalize existing companies? Or does he have something else in mind? We'll get to the rest of the story here in moments. Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio. One of our viewers in our YouTube chat, Kevin from the internet, says, socialize Tinder? I thought I've heard all of the dumb S out there, but this is reaching for the high bar. Yeah, I have to agree. I was just like, wow, really? These people. I mean, they just cannot abide people making a little bit of money doing something that obviously millions of people value. These apps are incredibly popular.
It is kind of hard to believe that they're being serious. It does.
Oh, yeah, this is very serious.
When you read the article, it sounds like a joke.
Mm-mm. I don't know if the people at Jacobin Magazine ever joke about anything. I mean, I don't spend much time on the site, but of the times I've gone there, you know, it's always very, very serious, socialist rag kind of reporting.
I mean, we're laughing at it, so I guess it is a joke.
Well, to us, it's ridiculous, but that's because we have completely opposite viewpoints of these people. We'll continue with that story here in moments, but Stephen is on the line in Georgia, and you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, so earlier today, it looks like the Uvalde shooting, all that footage became very public.
I heard.
And whereas I wholeheartedly believe it's video on a government-funded facility, therefore it should be accessible to all people.
Yeah.
I believe that me and you should be able to call some random jail and get to just watch the inmate, right? It's
sure. If you're paying for it, you ought to be able to get the footage.
That's a little weird, though, isn't it? Where they live? That's different than just going to school.
That's where they were kidnapped and are being held. But
yeah.
Now, just to clarify on the Uvalde shooting footage, are they actually showing footage of the shooting itself or just the dude walking around the hallways and the cops in the hallways?
So I haven't seen all of it, but from what I've heard, there are people that are actually watching kids get slaughtered.
Wow.
One of the more disturbing things is that a mom, and I don't know how you quote unquote stumble, but a mom stumbled across the slaughtering of her daughter.
That's terrible.
I don't know how you stumble across that. I feel like she probably looked for it a little bit, which I'm not judging her, right?
Yeah, I didn't even know the stuff was out.
I had heard video was out. I did not know the children's actual shootings were released. I did not realize that that was the case.
Is there any reason that we, like, I get it. The George Floyd stuff got several hundred million views, and this is a big issue. I have no issue with the snippets I've seen of cops, like, walking around with a rifle in one hand and a phone in the other, and they're sending pictures to their wife and they're texting their friends. And it's really, I don't want to say funny, but I don't have another word for it. There's a guy taking a selfie of himself and posting it on Instagram going, I'm a bad mother.
Hey, hold on. This is before, this was, you're saying a cop in the hallways of the Uvalde school was just taking selfies while they just stood around for an hour, basically?
Calling himself a bad mother word I can't say.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. I saw a thing today. I didn't know it was something new that was released, but I saw a picture today of a cop in the hallways that was holding a gun and checking his phone, and he had the Punisher was the background on his phone.
Oh, it's just all so ironic. And it's crazy that they're posted like, oh, I'm a badass. But they're standing around while children are being slaughtered. Yeah. And obviously, I don't really believe any of this. Obviously, it happened. But clearly, they got an order to stand around and do nothing.
They did.
Because any sane person, I don't care if you're a cop, I don't care who you are, if you are able to protect children and you are able to prevent people from being murdered, especially if you're a cop and you're protecting and serving, you would do that. Any sane person would stop a child from being murdered.
The same parents were trying to get into the school.
And they were trying to arrest them, and they pulled that lady away, and she had to, like, sneak into the school to rescue her own children. That is disgusting.
Yep.
They were also putting themselves in danger, and cops just aren't like you and I. They feel like they're above the average person. They have to make sure officer safety is first.
Right, that's why.
Yeah, they have that weird ego.
Right, and speaking of officer safety, apparently the footage shows one of the officers, like where they're way down the hallway from the shooting, waiting around. He goes ahead and uses hand sanitizer because, you know, you got to be concerned about germs in a situation like that.
Oh, it's infuriating.
So, Stephen, what else did you want to say about it? Anything?
So I do want to hit two things. One, something y'all mentioned about quote-unquote officer safety and following orders. The Uvalde Police Department, like many police departments, cites the Uniform Code of Military Justice and a lot of their stuff. And one of the things that they cite is that they are to follow all orders given, all lawful orders given, but to, they have, I forget how they phrase it, but the United States Uniform Code of Military Justice phrases it as, you have a God-given responsibility and duty to ignore all unlawful and immoral orders, which
sure.
I find hilarious.
Yeah, oh, they have discretion. Right, they have discretion, so they can, if they're ordered to do something that's wrong, they could say no. They're still human beings with a volition and the ability to make choices. They choose to make, they choose to just never question.
Well,
that
because
is a
that's
choice
a good
they've made.
It's a good excuse, so they can tell themselves, like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Right,
I was just following orders.
Yeah.
I was just following orders, and I technically did something wrong, but it's not on me. It's,
but they're brainwashed.
Know?
Stephen, you know, since you called in tonight, we're talking about dating apps. Have you had any experience with any of these things?
So I'm sitting here next to my girlfriend, and we're laughing profusely because we met on Facebook dating.
Oh,
I didn't know they had an app. But nice.
Yeah.
Is it like the other apps where it's, you know, you have to swipe left or right, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Well, I know some married people that met on Tinder and whatnot, so.
And how long have y'all been together?
About a month.
Did you date anyone else before you met her on Facebook dating?
No.
Wow.
It's a newer thing, right?
Well, yeah, it's newer. But Sarah, did we have the option to pick like race and stuff?
I think so.
We did have the option to pick race. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think we had the ability to choose race, but I guess we can. I know that we had the ability to choose religious mm-hmm. preference.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the more choices for people, the better. That's a good thing. And
if you don't care, just leave it open.
Right, and kudos to you guys for, you know, meeting on this thing, and it's working out so far. So thanks for the call, Stephen. I appreciate hearing from you. Nice that it's working for some
people. That did remind me, though, if anybody other than Stephen needs it, I'm still offering relationship advice over the radio.
Okay, yeah, if you want to get a question for Bonnie, feel free to call in. Of course, we're all going to answer it if you call in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. More on the socialist vision for socializing dating apps. That's coming up here. The Jacobin Magazine Hard Left publication is weighing in here. And, of course, you can join us as well. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, a baby's been denied a heart transplant. We'll tell you why that happened. And the government might be trying to force people to change phone chargers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is well into day one of his first Middle East trip. The president spending some time in Israel Wednesday, where he attends a wreath-laying ceremony in the Yad Vashem World Holocaust Remembrance Center in Jerusalem, where he meets with a pair of Holocaust survivors.
My mother would say, God love you, dear.
You
Future.
Republicans are ripping the Biden administration following the release of the hotter-than-expected inflation number. The Consumer Price Index jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that ended June 1st. Utah's Burgess Owens tweeting, "The Biden administration is breaking all the wrong records." Meanwhile, the administration putting its own spin and says the report does not reflect the full impact of nearly 30 days of decreases in gas prices. USA Radio News. Some security camera footage from inside a school in Uvalde, Texas is starting to become available, but residents want all 77 minutes of it. State Senator Roland Gutierrez says that's a good start, but there needs to be more transparency. The footage was released as frustration and anger continue in Uvalde over an inability to get clear answers from people as to why it took so long to breach the classroom doors. Netflix may soon be offering another subscription plan. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Streaming service Netflix could introduce its lower price subscription that has mandatory commercials by the end of the year. That's sooner than most expected. Netflix executives say they were aiming to introduce the ad tier in the final 3 months of the year. Commercials on Netflix after years of publicly saying commercials would never be used on the streaming platform.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. We've been talking about the people on the left, or at least one guy on the left, who's demanding the socialization of dating apps. We'll get into exactly what he means by that here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And you can join us over at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We do appreciate our sponsors, of course. Longtime sponsor, probably our longest time sponsor, is Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you really ought to get over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can learn the basics about this amazing technology that is coming into, I believe it's into its 14th year of existence. That was Bitcoin was founded in 2009, and you know what? You're still not too late. It's still early in this whole cryptocurrency phenomenon. So take the time to learn the basics. Click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You can watch some introductory videos there, and then you can keep digging as deep into the topic as you want, and it is a deep topic. So you can scratch the surface and stop there if you want, or, you know, keep on the process of learning. Keep going with it. But get started at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started as we go to your calls and thoughts. Wayne is on the line in Missouri. He's watching us on our Twitch feed. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, what's up, guy?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, so I just now tuned in and heard you guys discussing, like, the online dating.
Yeah.
And like I was telling you, I have kind of a unique story with that. During lockdown here, it was pretty bad. I was on the Illinois side right across from here, so it was really bad.
Oof.
And I didn't have much going on, and one day an ad popped up on my YouTube feed for Prison Pen Pal. And, yeah, I met this chick on there.
Oh, I've never heard of this. Prison Pen Pal is like an app?
I don't know if you want me to plug the site, but yeah, it's basically, it was just a prison website where you could write like people that are locked up for whatever reason. Some of them
I've heard of that before.
Hold on a second. Before you go on here, I've got a couple questions. This has been going on since before the internet, right?
Yeah.
There have been matching sites for people that are behind bars. That's been a thing for a while.
But is it specifically dating?
Well, you can't
it's
really,
always been that way?
You can't really date a person who's locked down. But maybe you
So there is, like, they do say what they're looking for on there. Some of them are looking for legal, financial, or, companionship.
Mm-hmm. When they get out, they're looking for companionship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I don't know how it is where you guys are from, but they all have, like, tablets and stuff and were able to text. It was...
Really?
It was something... It kept me occupied during lockdown.
Let me ask you another question. Okay, so... Are you able to see photos of these people? Or is it like a mugshot for when they got arrested? Or is it them just posing in their cell?
Both. Well, no, there's no mugshot. Uh-huh. So they have like picture day in mm-hmm. most of these prisons.
Wow.
And a lot of these women, I don't know about the men, but a lot of these women, they have like tablets and stuff, and they take photos on their tablets, and they can send them to you.
Remember, Chris Campbell was able... Well, I mean, he can't talk to you, but I heard from Melanie Neighbors that Chris Cantwell was able to use a tablet, but it's like a couple hours a day.
I know that... So when I was in jail last year after I was arrested for the Crypto 6 charges, I spent 2 months in jail, and I did see inmates... This isn't prison. This is just jail. I did see inmates with tablets, and... my understanding of at least in the jail, and maybe it's different in prisons, was that these were just used as pacifiers for the inmates, right? So you could, the inmates could pay to watch a movie, or the inmates could pay to download music, and they had headphones that they could listen to. So it was just a way for the jail to make money and to pacify the inmates. But I didn't get the feeling that they would be able to use a text messaging app or take pictures of themselves.
Yeah, I think in some facilities, people are able to, like, have their own belongings so they can have like a cell phone that's theirs. I don't know if they have access to it all the time, but I think things typically get a little bit more, like once people are sentenced and they're like serving their sentence, people have a little bit more
flexibility.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. Yeah, now here's another question, Wayne. Is it, there must be some sort of monitoring, right? So like these girls probably can't take nude photos of themselves and send those out.
No, nothing like that. Yeah, they read everything.
Okay.
Actually, I've had one message been kind of like risque be canceled.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
lame.
I figured that figures. There's somebody at the jail or the prison or whatever who's filtering all of this content. Okay.
Yeah, they do the same for the phones and the video visits too.
So you go ahead and plug the site. I mean, it's a curious thing. I bet there's other people out there that would like to explore this. What's the site?
It's just called writeaprisoner.com.
Writeaprisoner.com. Now, you, as the user of the site, are you paying a membership in order to be able to do that?
Completely free. The inmates, they pay like a $30 listing fee or somebody on the outside does for them, and they get on there.
Hmm. And did you meet any of the ladies that you were talking to?
So I spoke to two ladies. I quickly realized that a lot of the women in there they're using guys as tricks. But I talked to this one chick, and she was like straight up with me. She's like, I know a lot of these, are just looking for money. She said, I came in here for 10 grand. I'm just looking for companionship. And yeah, we're still dating since 2019.
And when you say dating, you mean she's still in prison and you're still writing her, or you've actually met her
she's out and we're together.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. That's awesome.
I'm really glad to hear that worked out for you, man.
Honestly, this whole thing sounds like it's nothing but a good thing. Like,
yeah, it's
people
great.
Will be less...
People think we're crazy, though, but...
whatever.
As long as you get along, that's all that matters. And I got to agree with you on this, Bonnie. I mean, it's so cool to, when you're inside a jail or a prison, to have anyone at all take the time to write to you.
Yeah, it means a lot.
Really special thing.
I wrote to one
It was a unique connection, too, because we only had text and telephone, so you really got to know the person. I mean, it's not very traditional or ideal, but it definitely made us, get to know each other way before we actually was ever together physically.
Did you pick her up from prison when she got out?
Absolutely.
Aww, that's awesome.
That's so cool. I'm glad you called to share that story, Wayne. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, I've been listening since 2011 off and on. I just tuned in. I'm glad I picked you guys up on Twitch. I didn't know you was on here.
And what was it? WriteAPrisoner.com? That was the site?
Write a Prisoner, yeah.
All right, very cool. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And again, it could just simply be a pen. It could just be a pen pal thing, right? It doesn't have to be a relationship, I don't think. Having not yet gone to the site to kind of see how it's pitched.
Sending letters is like kind of annoying. I know it sounds like first world problems.
What you mean is this would make it easier because it's online.
Yeah. I wrote one of our co-hosts, Joa's friends, who went to jail for something dumb in Nevada. I wrote to him
physical letter?
Yeah, a letter. And he wrote me back saying that he jumped for joy for 10 minutes when he got my letter.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
It's really
sad. People are just so, cut off from the outside world.
Right. It's even horrible. It's torture.
Even though he didn't know who you were. Mm. He'd never, heard of you or whatever. You were just somebody who took an interest in spending 5 minutes or whatever of your life to write something to a total stranger and made a difference.
I drew a picture of my dog Coconut on it, and he said he kept that himself.
Oh, that's really cute.
That's so cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I loved that story. That was a really touching story about an online dating thing that is completely unusual and a real winner. So
he said he had a crazy story, so I thought it was going to be bad, but
no,
I'm glad
it was crazy.
No, I'm glad that had a nice ending. That
Me
was
too.
Good.
Yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160. And of course, it is important to remember that there's probably a lot of people that would hear about, prison pen pals, dangerous. Those people are criminals. But you got to remember, a lot of these people are completely nonviolent people who've been caught up in some stupid prohibition that they've been locked up for, or they were wrongfully convicted
of
something else.
Or they took a plea deal because they were,
afraid. Yeah. And a lot of these folks are going to have absolutely nothing to get out to. So it's certainly understandable that a bunch of them are working to try to get money out of people. So I would agree with him. You do have to be careful. Just know that going into it. But that could be true on Tinder as well. Right? You could be meeting a gold digger there. The number is 603-283-6160. Or a scam artist. 603-283-6160. At least if you're talking to prisoners, you know what you're getting into. We'll continue here with more on the idea of socializing dating apps. That's what the hard left is calling for, apparently. We'll tell you more about it coming up here. It's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, whether you want to talk about the proposal to socialize dating apps. That is what one author at the Jacobin Hard Leftist magazine is saying. Or you can bring up whatever you want. You want to tell a story about your use of dating apps and how it went for you. Just had a guy call in about a site that he says is writeaprisoner.com. Said it actually worked out for him. Even though there's a bunch of scammers on there, you might actually find somebody to connect with. It worked for him, apparently, and I think it's a cool idea. Just generally writing people in prison is a really kind thing to do. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah, calling from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I want to tell you about the new essential oils I found on snakeoil.com.
Really? Tell me more.
Yes. The first one, you rub on your boobies, and what it does is it stops you from smoking.
Nice.
Oh? Does it immediately stop you from smoking?
Yes. After the first rub on your boobs, it stops smoking every time.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Now, is this a business, Sarah? Are you making money selling this snake oil?
Yes, I make 100% of the profits, just like communism should be.
All right, what's the other one?
Now, the second oil, you simply rub on your buttocks just 2 times. This one takes 2 times, but after you do that, you never will speed in your car ever again.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, Sarah. So did you somehow, you said you discovered these oils?
Yes. I did not discover them because I do not know anything about these things or the chemistry involved. But, yes, I'm working with a scam company that finds these oils in rare parts of the woods that most people do not know about.
Snakeoil.com.
Yes, like I said, yes, snakeoil.com. You simply rub the second one on your buttocks 2 times, and you will never speed ever again.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I actually went to snakeoil.com just to see what was there. There's actually nothing there. There is a site, apparently, but it's all just a black screen.
Maybe it's for sale.
No content there. Let's go to Major Payne on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
I'm pretty sure she buys her snake oil out of Washington, D.C., as they're the largest producer of it.
That's a good point. Touche.
All right.
Cuba.
I'm gonna have a little fun with Bonnie here. There's a tale from Jeremiah Johnson, old mountain man. And near as I know, it's true. Because this base of the story itself is, I mean, his poetic license may have been taken or whatnot. But anyway, the story goes that when Jeremiah was a young man, he got off the riverboat, probably in St. Louis, tried to stock up to be a mountain man. He wanted a 50 caliber Hawken, but he could not find one, so he settled for a 30. Well, his first or second winter up there in the mountains, he found a dead man froze to a stump, holding a 50 caliber Hawken that he had coveted. And on this feller's chest was a note. He says, Hi, Hatchet Jack, being of sound mind and broke legs, hereby bequeath my gun to whatever man finds it.
Nice.
Lord pray it be a white man. And so he has his Hawken, and a few seasons later, he meets another fella up there in the mountains, another mad crazy dude, and turns out he'd known Hatchet Jack in life. And they get to discussing because he sees the rifle and, you know, he tells him the story of the note on his chest. And the note also said, it's a good gun. It killed the bear what killed me. So,
okay.
Anyway.
He had enough time to write the note before he died.
A bear attack.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a mountain man, but he was literate, so that's something right there. Even if he could only scrawl it in rough letters, he could scrawl it.
Okay.
But, so anyway, he meets this other dude, and he gets telling him a story about old Hatchet Jack. He says, he lived with a female panther in a cave for 2 years. That cat never did get used to him. So, what dating advice would you have for a fellow like that, buddy?
A guy that lived with a panther in a cave?
Other than he has to go back to civilization, I should say.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He should leave the cave and go back to civilization.
You mean you don't think he could convince his new date to come back to the cave with him and meet his cat?
Oh, God.
Possibly.
Well, never heard that before.
Sometimes no matter how nice you say here, kitty, that pussy just ain't going to be friendly.
Thanks for the call tonight, Major. The number is 603-283-6160. I mean, the whole point of being a mountain man is to go off on your own, right? Like, you grow the beard out all the way. You know, you don't take very many showers. You're out building your house or whatever.
You could go to civilization, find someone who wants to be a mountain woman, and take her back and homestead.
Yeah, could be. I don't know, where do you find a lady that wants to be a mountain woman?
Mountainwomenmeet.com.
Maybe like Oregon or something.
So we've been talking about dating apps off and on throughout the show here tonight, and what spurred this conversation is an article from Jacobin Magazine, which is a hard left magazine online that Rick, what the heck's this guy's name?
Nick French. Yeah.
Nick French is saying that dating apps need to be socialized because he's offended that somebody is making money off of other people trying to find love.
Because the government doesn't make money.
He says here, with such serious and potentially damaging impacts of these apps, we shouldn't leave it up to profit-driven dating company execs to decide how to deal with these implications. That these companies are ultimately motivated by the bottom line brings us to the fundamental problem with for-profit dating apps. There's little reason to expect the interests of the app owners to align with the interests of its users. Except for the fact that it has to some extent. I mean, this is one of the big disconnects with the socialists out there is they don't understand how the marketplace works. They think that everybody into it is out to take advantage of somebody. And the thing they don't, one of the fundamentals about a free market, and again, we don't have a free market, but a relatively free market, is that every interaction is a win-win interaction for the people engaging in it. And again, I'm excluding monopoly statuses, right? Because monopolies can be granted by governments. They use the force of and the threat of violence to enforce that monopoly. So, you know, the cable company or the power company, people have terrible experience with those, and there's no other option because the government forces that situation on us. But in a situation where you have choice, you, when you go out and spend money on a thing, whether it be buying a hamburger or buying a subscription to a dating app, you're doing that because, to you, the $10 that you're spending is you're willing to give up that $10 in return for the thing that you're getting. You think the thing that you're getting is worth more than holding on to that $10. And the person selling you the hamburger or the person selling you the dating app, they think that the $10 is worth more than not doing the thing that they were doing for it, right? So everybody in that transaction comes out with what they wanted from that transaction. And that's ultimately a good thing. Now, you can quibble on the price if you want to. You can say, oh, well, that costs too much. Well, then don't buy it. Try to find an option that's
ultimately
cheaper.
That person who's selling it for too expensive is going to change their prices if they can't sell what they're selling.
If enough people don't buy it, yes, that's correct. So they have to find the right price that gets them the most amount of customers through the door. And again, especially in the world of software, it's an open competition. You can go and create a thing.
And it sounds to me like this guy is really unique. Like, I've never heard anybody complain that they couldn't find anyone on Tinder. Honestly, like, I've never heard anybody complain this. Like, I can't find anyone I like on Tinder. I don't know. I've never heard anybody in at least, like, a city complain that.
Well, I will say this. I only ever went on one date from Tinder, and I was on there for probably a couple of years. Oh, well, excluding Tokyo. I did go on one in Tokyo, but I don't count that.
Well, in Keene, New Hampshire, that's...
Yeah.
It blows my mind how Arya can have so many, you know, encounters.
Arya's not looking for a relationship, number one. She's
that probably makes it much easier.
That's true.
Yeah.
I suspect her preferences are a little looser than mine, but I don't know. Anyway, what matters to the owners, he says, is that users continue to use the app so it can show them more ads and convince them to buy premium features or subscriptions. It's probably not a coincidence that Tinder, like other apps, in many ways resembles modern slot machines. Its mechanics and visual and audio cues are designed to get the user to keep playing, even in the absence of a real payoff. The fundamental problem here isn't just that the apps are bad at matching users with long-term partners. Many people don't use the apps to find long-term partners, and some apps are designed for casual dating or hookups. Nor is the issue that the apps are particularly unpleasant to use, although many users do love to complain that they are awful. The most basic problem, he says, is that the terms on which we meet our partners, serious and otherwise, are increasingly being dictated arbitrarily and opaquely by corporate actors whose motivation is very different from
you
that
can
of the users.
Go outside.
He says, we want love. They want money. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentration. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.